Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Animated Misfits. It is your boy Taz here speaking. I hope I'm not too close to the mic or too far away from the mic. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing well today, and I appreciate anyone that is here listening. Today I really just wanted to talk about change, just because I do feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm making a lot of changes and planning future changes and seeing how to make these changes happen. So yeah, this really won't be much of a rant episode. I might rant a little bit, I don't really know. I do apologize again for that cough I had in the last episode. I just really wanted to say everything that I said, so I decided to go ahead and record it anyway. If I do take a deep breath, I probably will cough again. It's not completely gone, but it is definitely subsided a lot more. See, there it goes right there. But yes, so to start off, let's talk about changes in the work environment. So I've been at my job now for about 2 years, which is the longest I've had. Wait a minute, is it 2 years or 3 years? Sheesh. I almost forgot. No, I think it's 2 years, and which is the longest I've been at any job ever in my life. Typically, I'll be in a job, they get on my nerves, it's the pain, and I'm just out. I can't do it no more. So I would just leave. I stayed with my dad at the time, so I really didn't have too much responsibility. So I'll be like, whatever, I'm out. I have money saved up. I'll just get another job, hopefully soon. Which usually would take me like a month or two. I don't know how, for the life of me, some of y'all be able to just jump from job to job to job. And I mean good jobs. It's easy to jump from McDonald's to Wendy's to Burger King to Popeyes. We ain't talking about that. I'm talking about like a legitimate, you know, I guess a better paying job. I don't want to say an adult job because there are plenty of adults of all ages that work at any of those places. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But you know, a job that pays more money and is a bit more, I guess, stable, if you want to say. Stability is kind of a strange situation, especially in this day and age where people are constantly getting laid off from tech companies and things like that. But you guys know what I'm trying to say. So that's just kind of normally how I operated back then. But when I got this job, it's, you know, the comfortable, well, as they say, the comfortable desk job. You sit down in a chair and in front of the computer and you're just working. It is a customer service-based job. So essentially, you know, the clients call in and you help them out with troubleshooting and things like that. Is it the best job in the world? No, don't really like it very much. But, you know, it pays the bills. It pays significantly more than any of my jobs prior. Although the tips when I was working at Domino's went too bad. I ain't gonna cap. You know, you pull up to the right house, you know, you're gonna make a little bit of money, especially in like around like this time of the year when the Super Bowl's coming up. Boy, bank, make it bank. But yeah, this is the most high paying job, and you know, this is the first time I'm actually cool with all my coworkers. I mean, there were some that, but for the most part, with everybody, talk to everybody, cordial with everybody. You know, a break room with snacks and stuff, not just some vending machine in a little bitty ass room like at my older jobs. Hell, if you even had a vending machine, because we had shit at Domino's. It was just, it was a room with a computer in it, a dusty room with a computer in it, but it was a restaurant, so technically you need a drink. Well, no, they weren't really let's get drinks. You had to pay for a drink. You can just grab one. You can get as many pieces as you wanted, though. You can just grab a drink. But yeah, so I'm like, okay, cool. This is nice. And like I said, my coworkers are cool. I'm making more money. I'm thinking like, oh, this is the bee's knees. This is great. The old me did kind of kick in a little bit not too long after getting the job, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here. I gotta go. Like, I had a problem with commitment, I guess, to a job. But I pushed through and stayed because I wanted to get on my little bonuses. And now it's been almost 2 years because I spent most of last year trying to just, you know, do better in my life. So I studied for my Network Plus and passed the Network Plus exam after the second try. I took a class on SQL and I took a class on Power BI as well. Although I wasn't able to really be as involved in that one because I was trying to move around that time and classes were on Saturdays, and Saturdays was also the only day that we could really go and search at homes, and the time that we would go search at homes was the same time my class would be, so it was just a lot going on. But yeah, so that was the year of me just like trying to learn new things so that I can progress and get a job. And now I'm really just at the point where, you know, honestly, it's even less about the money. It's more about a change. A positive change is what I'm looking for right now. To get a new job where I really feel like I'm learning something again, and something that matters, something that will be important, something that can, you know, progress my career, as they say. So that's just kind of where I'm at right now as far as that goes. And that is just a big change and I cannot wait for it to happen. I know that it will happen this year because I obviously just, I can't stay at my current job in my position. If they had some another position at the job open that, you know, I could do, I would definitely do that. But if not, I gotta move on. It's just, I just need to change. I just, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all can relate where you just had a job where you're like, okay, and so this was cool in the beginning, but now it's stagnant. I'm not going anywhere. Moving up to a higher position like a supervisor or a manager would be pointless. Yeah, you just, you know, in life, you just got to move on every now and then. So that is that change. And I am really hoping that it happens sooner than later. Even if I don't get into anything involving data analytics, which is what I was studying with the SQL and Power BI, as long as I can find something else in the meantime while I continue studying up data analytics and what is it called, it's not data manipulation, I can't think of the term of it right now, with Power BI, where you take the data and visualize it. Maybe it's just called data visualization. But yeah, I just can't wait to really move on and just make that change and get a new position, make more money, and, you know, so I can live an even better life where I worry like even less about money, because with this inflation going on and stuff, money is quite important right now. I don't know how anybody's out here buying a house that's single. It doesn't even seem possible for a single person, but you know, some people make it happen depending on how much money that they make. So that is that part of the change. Another part is unwanted change. Basically, one of my family members did pass. It was an uncle of mine this past Monday. And, you know, it was pretty sad, especially for my aunts and uncles, because obviously that is their brother. And anyone that was really, really close to him, whether they've known him since he was a kid or they were just around him all the time. So it was just a lot going on. And my grandmother had passed in the beginning of 2023, literally like a couple weeks before the pandemic hit. So it hasn't been too long since the last situation like this. So it's, you know, definitely rough on family members and things like that. So that is definitely another change that this just kind of happens whether you want it to or not, and something that you kind of have to unfortunately accept as you get older. And I was thinking a couple of nights ago that like it's not necessarily getting older where you have to accept that, because unfortunately some people, you know, they'd be 4 years old and their whole family passed away, you know, parents and some of their siblings or whatever. Something like that recently happened here a few weeks ago with someone. It was a guy, I think he worked on one of the Black Panther films. I guess he was like somewhere in the background or something like that. But yeah, he was driving and I think it was like three of his kids passed. So his wife and I think the only living child were left behind. So it's not necessarily getting older that you have to accept that, because some people go through tragic things far earlier than what, you know, I feel that they should. Because my uncle passed, you know, I do feel bad for a lot of people, but I mainly feel bad for, you know, his children. I have to grow up, one of them growing up now with no mother or father because his mom passed a few years ago, and now his dad just passed, so it's just a lot. But that is one thing that just kind of happens in life, and it is unfortunate. Never know when you're going to pass, or when someone that you know is going to pass, or someone that you, you know, that you really, really love is going to pass, whether it be your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, parent, something like that. Because I do think there are levels to it. There are people that pass where you can accept it a bit easier because you haven't seen them in a long time, or whatever the case may be. And then there are those that you literally see every single day, that you are expecting to come through the door every single day. And then, you know, are no longer going to be coming through that door. That's a lot to accept. And that's a lot to go through. I honestly don't even know how some people go through some of these things at certain ages or just certain situations. Because I like to watch a lot of crime shows and stuff. I just find them very entertaining. I just like documentaries in general. And when I watch videos, like I was just watching one earlier, I'll finish it later, where, yeah, the whole family wiped out, two sisters, the mom and the dad. Like, that is a lot. It's a lot. I kind of want to talk about crime shows one of these days. I love documentaries and stuff like that. They're just so interesting, and I do feel like they're just great to watch because it kind of helps you keep your head on the swivel, man. You know, keep your distance away from people sometimes. I do feel like it'd be red flags that people just ignore. But anyway, this is not about that. This is about change. So, yeah, just that type of change is also very crazy and very sad. And then the only other change is still just me moving here. If I'm being quite honest, I do feel like my dad was doing some fear mongering before, and, you know, because he would always be like, oh, you know, when you move, you have to pay bills, and, you know, you never know when this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and, you know, almost try to be like, obviously he's, you know, my father, so very protective, you know, don't want me to have to see certain things in the world. But I'm like, you know, I ain't 19, bro. Like, it's going to happen sooner or later, so you're going to have to move on. You have to move. Some people do stay with their parents for quite some time if, you know, they have a parent that they have to take care of, whether it's sickly or maybe they're going through something mentally, the child feels like they need to be there for them. It can be many different reasons. But after some time, you kind of do have to just get out there and just move on and live your own life. And it's just kind of is what it is. So for me, I've been learning things ever so slowly with this renting situation, learning how things work with landlords, and because they kind of fix the things that they want to fix, and, you know. But that is what it is. That's the whole difference between renting and buying. Because when you buy, yes, everything is on you, but at least you get shit done the way you want to be done. If you are not happy with your refrigerator, if your refrigerator goes out, you don't have to report it to someone and they give you some janky one if they found off Craigslist or something like that. Not that that's my situation, but I'm pretty sure that's happened to somebody. But when you're buying, everything is personalized. If you decide you want to change the color of the house, you can change that with no penalty. If you want to demolish your bathroom and rebuild it up and make it look really nice, you can do that. If you want to change the flooring, you can do that. If you have scratches on the floor, that's on you. You know, you can fix it, but at least you ain't got nobody yelling at you saying you owe them some money because it's like a scratch or something somewhere. So, yeah, I do think this is definitely great for me, as opposed to me just trying to jump into buying a house, because it's like I've never owned a house, I've never rented a house, I've never even been in an apartment. So owning a home first without doing anything else probably would have been a little crazy for me just by myself. town. Now, if I had like a spouse or something and we were doing it together, at least I would have somebody to lean on. But for me by myself, that would have been a lot, because unfortunately, I don't really know a lot of people, family members or whatever, that are homeowners. I mean, now, my generation that I grew up with, we're getting more into that. Like, we're learning more like, okay, it's better to own things, to buy things, than to lease or rent things. So now I'm starting to see that more, because, you know, that's not the whole point of life, is when you, as your family evolves, you want to have the next generation do better. You want to raise them in a way so that they can be better than you. However much money you make or however successful you are, you want them to do just as good, if not better. Hopefully, unless you are a shitty parent, then that is on you. And I got nothing to say about that. That will be a whole other conversation for a whole other day. But yeah, I really just feel like this has been good for me. It's nice to have just my own space. Like, when people would always tell me, like, oh my gosh, you're gonna love it so much. Like, you're just gonna have so much peace, and there's nothing better than peace. Like, they ain't gonna lie. Just being here, and it's nice and quiet. The neighborhood is very chill. People be jogging and stuff. I always feel like a neighborhood is relatively safe when people are just outside jogging, because it's dangerous. Ain't nobody about to be out there doing that. There's a college right down the street, or university or whatever. So yeah, it's just a pretty nice area, and I'm really glad that, even though it was stressful trying to find the place, that I stuck through it, or me and my roommate stuck through it, and we found this place for a pretty nice monthly rent compared to what a lot of other people are paying to be in an apartment with far less. I mean, this place has, what is it, three bedrooms, four bathrooms, and I'm paying many hundreds of dollars less than some of my friends that live in a two-bedroom apartment, or a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. Because just an apartment, you do get some of the extra features, like a tennis court and, you know, pools and stuff like that, but that does you no good if you're not going to use it anyway. And I feel like a lot of people that are in apartments are not using those things. It would be nice to have that gym, though. The gym sounds like it would be lit. But, you know, I could always get my own gym membership. But, you know, it still would be cool to just have the gym. That's probably the only thing where I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, the pool would be nice, too. Just to, like, dip my feet in, you know, every summer. Or, you know, whatever. I just love water. Water is my favorite element. But I don't necessarily need a pool. But obviously, I can go many places and just chill in some water. So, yeah, it's just been a very new and good experience. I just love having so much more room. My room is nice and big. I got my own bathroom now. That is awesome. Sharing a bathroom in a house is not it. It is horrible. I hate it. Because when your stomach ain't agreeing with you and you need to use the restroom, and somebody else's stomach ain't agreeing with them and they gotta go, look, that is not the move. Or even if you've just been drinking too much water and it's like, look, I need to get to the bathroom now, and somebody's in there, that is not the move. Hell, even if you just want to cook something and somebody in the kitchen is like, oh God, I just came here to make a sandwich. It's, you know, if the kitchen's too small, it's like two people can't even be in there at the same time. So it just sucks. So this has been awesome. My roommate has been great. I definitely feel like I chose basically the perfect roommate for me. I've always just wanted someone that was going to be quiet and clean and, you know, respectful and responsible. Those are the things that I wanted the most. Obviously, you do want someone that you can hang out with and have a good time. You don't want to just be in a house where you just bored all day and, you know, you're with a roommate that you guys don't get along, or you don't even talk to each other. Or at least that's just me. That's not an environment that I personally care for, but that is how some people, some people live. I think the only thing I don't like is just the parking situation. We have like the only freaking townhouse in this neighborhood that has the worst parking ever. Yeah, I mean, we have a garage, but it's like a garage, and outside of the garage is like a very, very short driveway. There's almost no place for any guests to park. it is just annoying. So I really could even have a party here unless people were willing to either carpool, take in Uber or Lyft, or if they want to park like right outside the neighborhood, because there's a place you can, there's a long ass road where somebody could just park if they wanted to, and then you gotta walk all the way to the end of the neighborhood just to get here. So yeah, it's a situation, but we're making it work. Luckily, we're still in the stages of just buying things to make this place feel even more like home. We still have like a lot. We still need a whole other TV in the living room. And we have the whole downstairs area, which has a whole other bed, a whole other room with another bathroom, and we have nothing down there at all. So we have a long way to go, which is kind of why we both are wanting to get better jobs and make more money, because it's like, you know, I don't want to have lived here for a year and, you know, the whole downstairs room has nothing in it. And it's like, what? Well, we tried. Which I honestly wouldn't mind staying here for another year as of now. As long as they don't try to raise the rent up or something like that. But then again, as long as we both get new, better jobs, even if they did raise it up a little bit more, we would be fine. This job we got now, that would not be great, but whatever. So, yeah. I guess I shouldn't make this too long, because sometimes I like to run my mouth. But those are the changes that I've been making so far. And more changes that I want to make as far as getting a new job. And oh, another thing I wanted to talk about as far as change, I guess, is just exploring getting out more. I kind of made a little TikTok for like food reviews. I know people are like, oh, you're trying to be the next Keedly. No, I do not want that power. Beyonce said, I didn't want this power. I do not want that type of power. I don't want people, you know, acting crazy and stuff and feeling like I can make or break a restaurant. Plus, Keith, got way more money. I can't go out nowhere and bless my people with no money. You out here dropping $4,000, $5,000 tips. No. You're lucky you get $10 from me. But mainly the point is just to get me to go out and try new restaurants. That's the main thing. It's not really me trying to be the next big whatever. It's to encourage me to try new restaurants and try new foods, try new things. So that is the main thing about that. And I just really want this year to be more about getting out. I do feel like at my last house, I was so, not to say depressed, but I was just so in a lull with life, because I'm like, I've been here for so long. It's just, I really feel like I overstayed my welcome by at least a good 4, maybe 5 years. I feel like I should have been up out of there. But yeah, I was just kind of always chilling. I was gaining mad weight, especially when 2020, when I couldn't even go out and exercise anymore because they locked everything down. It's just, ugh. I know a lot of people gained weight too, but yeah. So now I've already been losing weight. Just because I'm up and about more. I just want to be able to get out and try new things. I mean, I live outside of Atlanta. I have no excuse to not go anywhere. It's not like I live in some, you know, in the middle of nowhere ass town where there's nothing to do. There's plenty to do. So that is the other change I want to make, just to get out more. And that would be able to influence me to even be even more consistent with making these types of episodes, because then I can, the more experience, the more you have to talk about. So, yeah, I'm going to go out and do that. But yeah, so what types of changes are you guys making? The changes you want to make in the future? What are they, big changes or small changes? I just hope that whatever it is that you want to change in your life, that you go out and get it, because shit don't happen if you're just sitting around, you know, begging and praying for it. Like, you have to put in the work. You can pray as much as you want or whatever, but you have to put in your own work. You can't just sit around and just wait for magic to happen. So whatever it is that you guys want, I hope that you, you know, are go-getters and go out there and just figure it out and, you know, make all your dreams happen. And don't forget to pay stuff forward. I don't like that. When things are going well for you, if you can pay it forward, maybe one thing I'll talk about in the next episode would be people that try to drain you and they don't allow you to get to those changes. They don't even allow you to get the chance to make more money before they just begging and stuff. And it's like, dang, can I get my life together first before you try to just drain me of everything that I have financially and emotionally? So yeah, guys, y'all enjoy the rest of your day and keep being awesome, keep being misfits. And yeah, thanks for listening. See you.